To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, congratulations to Jacoby in Atlanta. Yeah. He was caller number 6. He's going to be going to the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway.
Nice.
Thursday, May 7th through Sunday, May 10th. That's 4 days of heavy metal, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Not everybody can do 4 days. You got to train for that.
There's no way I could do it.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do one. Yeah. But that's, you know what, to each their own. Everybody has their own musical taste, and that's fine. And that's why
it's
we're here.
It's not quite like that, though.
Okay.
Like, there's bands there that range from, like, there's, you know, metal.
I do like the Foo Fighters a lot.
Yeah, Foo Fighters are not metal.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know, it's a rock.
Yeah,
it's a rock festival.
That's a rock band, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and plus it would be cool to see Guns N' Roses.
Yes,
anyway.
I think that would be cool. You know, aren't they coming here? Don't they got a concert or something coming up?
Truist Park, next, like, September, October, okay. August, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Cool.
Nice.
So yeah, anyway, Jacoby was the winner today. We'll give away a pair of 4 day passes every day this week. So if you're not Jacoby, it's okay. You can be Jacoby tomorrow, but probably with a different name.
Mm.
We'll do it at different points throughout the show. We will get the phone lines back open in about 15 minutes as well. Again, like we've said at 11:40 and 12:40, if you want to talk about the Falcons, sure. You don't have to. We don't, it's fine. Like, you don't have to do it. You don't have to call in and talk about them. We can just do an AMA and that'll be fine and fun. Or we can if you want to. Again, choose your own adventure. We have given people the option at 11:40 and 12:40, and they've taken it. We've had full phone lines, and I think we've had some pretty good conversations. But again, it'll be up to you at 1:40 with the phone lines open.
I saw this because, I like, you know, the stories of, like, kingpins and cart. That's my wheelhouse right there. And so I remember this guy right here. His name was, Frank Matthews, right? Big time, he was a big drug kingpin up in New York and disappeared 52 years ago. Well, 1973. Like, took, like, his mistress and, like, $60 million and disappeared. Nobody ever heard of him from him ever again. Says the federal authorities have ended their search for him after 52 years. No peep, no nothing.
They're giving up.
They're giving up.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, it only took me 52 years to stop hiding. Now he can't come out there, come get you.
Well,
but still.
He's certainly dead, right?
You think so? That's
what I'm saying. How old was he 52 years ago?
He was 28.
Okay, so maybe not.
He might be.
He's 80.
That's what I'm saying.
He's all right, he might not be.
He took him and his
guy. I hope he's not. I hope he's somewhere living it up.
He took him, his money, his mistress, left his wife and kids, and went on the lam for 50-some years.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, again, I hope wherever he is, he's there, and he's working. You know they're still together.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but
like,
you don't get to have a new mistress when she knows all that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
she's 80 and on the beach, too.
We sitting down there, like, where would I be at?
I don't know.
I don't know, dog. But you got like 20, 30 million of drug money with you. It's all cash.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I'm just jump a boat to, like, I got to go. So I don't want to be. Like running from the law in the cold.
No. Somewhere remote and tropical.
Yeah.
And somewhere where, you know, where no one's ever going to recognize you. And you keep it low. Like, you can't be lavish.
Yeah,
can't
no.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe even get you get like a bartending job or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's
under the table.
Under the table and everything like that, man. I mean, no tax returns.
Exactly. Nothing.
No flights.
Nothing.
No talking to the kids. Oh, you had grill. You know what?
No, you don't start telling stories. Nothing.
No. Where you from?
I don't think I could do it. I'm such a blabbermouth. I love telling people stuff. Like, first of all, I don't think I could rise to the level of kingpin in the first place.
Right.
But if I did and I was on the lam, maybe I could get it, like, I could keep it cool for like a couple years.
Right.
But then I'd start drinking one Saturday night and be like, all right, let me tell you
let me tell you who I am.
Remember like when Whitey Bulger disappeared from Boston and he just went to LA?
Yes.
It was he was just living in Malibu at an apartment with his girlfriend.
Yes.
And like finally at one point some like Boston person was out there. I was like, I think that's Whitey Bulger over there.
And then they got him and he got killed like within a week.
Yeah, they got him in prison. They were waiting for him in prison. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm like, that's a 52 years.
That's impressive.
That's impressive, dude.
Yeah, it really is.
To be a kingpin, federal authorities are raining down on your ass. Yeah. And in fact, you had that much liquid cash. Right. Get the hell gone.
That's true.
Yeah, that much liquid cash, just get gone and get lost.
And then also just for the authorities after time to be like, because you know, like. There's pride in like, I'm going to keep this case alive because it was my boss's dream to get this guy. And so that guy's retired. Now they're on to the next guy. The grandson of the boss, he's retired. After 52 years, they're like, you know what? You got us.
Because his wife.
Tip of the cap.
His wife never spoke a word to the police and remains a millionaire to this day. So he took care of his wife and kids.
Wow.
He just left them.
I mean, that's the thing. If you take care of everybody and get all your, because he had it planned, right? In order to disappear like that and have everybody kind of paid and quiet. He knew he was leaving, so he had a good plan in place. He knew where he was going.
Oh,
he knew how he was getting there. Good for him.
Have you seen this? I know it's relating to college football and the playoffs right now. Notre Dame AD Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete Bevilacqua. Him.
Bevilacqua.
Says the ACC has done permanent damage to its relationship with the Irish. Mm-hmm. We are mystified by the actions of the conference. They have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame. Yeah. I mean, they were playing the ACC network kept playing that game over and over when Miami beat them.
What were they supposed to do?
Yes.
Would be my question. Now, also, I think you made a perfectly logical transition, by the way, from cartels to the NCAA, too, by the way. So well done. But yeah, I mean, my question back is, I get it. Like, I'm a little bit less disgusted by athletic directors going on these media tours and whining than I am
coaches
because it's so unfootball to do this. But for him to do it, that's kind of his job, is to advocate for them and say these sorts of things. But my response is, what's the ACC supposed to do?
Yeah.
Are they supposed to just say, you're not in their
You're in their conference.
The basketball. But the football.
So you're going to take your basketball team out of
The football team is not in the ACC.
No.
By choice.
Yes.
They would love to have had you for years.
Definitely.
But you're not in there. And so, okay. And again, like. I know, and again, he's right to be saying what he's saying because he's the athletic director of Notre Dame, and everyone thought they were going to get in, and they didn't.
Wes just texted me, Buvakwu.
Okay, thank you,
Wes. Thanks, Wes.
Thank you, Wes. But over the course of time, it's much more of a benefit than a hindrance for Notre Dame to be.
Yeah, they got Notre Dame. Notre Dame is going to be fine.
Yeah.
They're butt hurt this year.
Yeah, this is the first time it bit him in the ass to not be in the ACC.
Yes, because there's been other times when they weren't in a conference and they ass got into the 14 playoffs or whenever playoffs and got they ass straight handed.
Absolutely.
We all know what the issue is because of the automatic bids and all those different things. I think that Texas A&M Miami game is going to be great.
I do too.
I think it's going to be great.
The Notre Dame Bowl.
The Notre Dame Bowl.
The Notre Dame beat us Bowl. Or we beat Notre Dame Bowl.
Oklahoma Alabama is going to be if Oklahoma's offense this time off. Can they figure out some stuff? Can John Mateer get healthier than he's been?
Yeah, that's
because their offense stinks.
Only qualm because, like, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and yell too much about somebody getting in and somebody getting out. You should have just won your games. The only thing is, we watched Alabama and Oklahoma play already.
Yes,
it was fine. It wasn't like the most fun game to watch. It was all right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we watched Tulane and Ole Miss play already.
Ole Miss beat the hell out of them.
We gotta watch that again.
No, all right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, but I think the Miami A&M game is going to be. Very intriguing because even though Miami is one of the last teams in, I still think Miami is one of the most talented rosters in ball. I do believe that. And they got, like I said, they got a veteran quarterback. They got studs. They got this big time playmaker wide receiver. We know what their defensive line can do. They can run the football. They got a big ass offensive line. But when it comes down to nut and cut time, as far as a coaching decision that needs to be made, don't trust Crystal Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Never have. Now I don't know a lot about you know
Elko
and everything like that, but I hate saying I trust any damn body. Anybody that messed you over. But I think, you know, when you look at that.
There's not very many coaches, honestly, right now that are left that I can say that I genuinely trust when the game's on the line. Like right now in college football.
Right.
Kirby.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
He's been through it a million times, and he keeps coming up with great
I'm
answers.
I'm starting to trust that damn dude in Indiana, man.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, dude. Cignetti for sure.
Cignetti. Hey, bro, can you please find, for tomorrow, the press conference, the celebration with Indiana, because I just want to hear, because I'm thinking he's, like, messing with his voice. That dude don't, Mendoza don't sound like that. All right? Of everything that just caught my attention, I'm like,
he was fired up, man.
Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my goodness. All righty, then.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was a great job by them, you know, and you look at where Ohio State is.
Yeah.
You got it?
Oh, you okay.
Okay, let me just hear it just so I can be sure. Maybe I was, you know.
Let's make fun.
Oh, congratulations, Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position.
Okay,
but all glory to God, the great coaches, great teammates.
He just screamed, okay. By the time this was on, oh, Papa was alone and knee deep and elbow deep. Up in some of them good old spirits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was up in them good old spirits.
What were you doing, some 111?
I was in them spirits real. Yeah. So by this time, because I did watch the whole game. Mm-hmm. So by the time that part right there came on. So okay.
Maybe your ears were
Yeah,
but his voice sounded a little weird, but he was just fired.
Yeah,
he'd been screaming with his play.
Okay,
his
no problem. No problem.
Like
I had liquor ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got them damn liquor ears. Uh-huh. You're like, well, what the hell was that? But no, okay. No problem. He was just excited.
Yeah, he sounds okay.
All right. You think he won the Heisman?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. And I don't know. I didn't really feel like it came down to him or Saiyan in that game either. Nothing against Saiyan.
Right.
I just thought it was either if Mendoza played well enough and they win that game, then he probably gets it. If not, then probably it was going to be Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I love Pavia. I wish Pavia could be in this field.
Yeah, me too.
I really wish Pavia could be in this
field.
No,
I do too. And again, that's the real criticism or change that needs to take place at this point is – I mean, you know, it's very cool for JMU's fans that they're in the
whatever,
the field.
Man.
Obviously, it's very cool for Tulane's fans that they're in the field. I mean, JMU's 21.5 point underdog.
James Madison, I have a soft spot for him. I have a soft spot for James Madison. I always have, because one of my favorite coaches when I came to school in Georgia was Mickey Matthews, and Mickey, you know, and I love Mickey, but. They don't deserve to be.
Well, yeah, no one, like, this isn't the commentary. Yeah. This is just like when we talk about Arthur Blank.
I know.
I'm not calling him a bad guy.
I know what Tulane did to USC. Because that's where I started. Oh, you remember when, because that, the reason
what?
That, you remember, because you remember when USC, they came out,
no,
like,
I remember
like they
the
were dogs
game.
And stuff, like, holding
what?
It back and everything. Hold it back,
that
hold it back,
playoff
hold
game.
Me back.
Now, the thing, the only thing I would say in that one is, what's Ole Miss going to look like given the Lane Kiffin saga? He's not their
they're
coach
still talented.
Anymore. Yeah,
they're still
of course,
they're still very, very talented.
Of course they are. But is Golding and their offensive coordinator, who did come back and is going to coach in the game, like are they able to do the same stuff? Are they able to win games the way that Kiffin was winning games? I hope so.
Man,
I want them to. I would love to see them win a playoff.
Here it is right here. Me and you were talking about this off the air. Scorched Earth Tour from the Irish next year. Marcus Freeman's pissed off.
Okay.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I give it like 75-25. Marcus Freeman gets an NFL job. He might not even
you
be.
You think
so? No, I don't know. Oh. I'm just saying, like, acting like we know what's going to happen next year in college football, it's pretty rich.
Yeah, man.
Like, there's no such thing as revenge in college football anymore unless it's the same season.
Because it's going to be a different team. Teams are different.
Yeah, they're all going to be somewhere else.
But still different. Well, like it's the A. Like Alabama, that's a different team, but yet, never mind. That don't make no sense.
I don't know. I just remember everybody told me Florida State was going on the revenge tour, and they went 2-10.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was a different group.
It started out good. Oh, no, that's 2 years
ago. They lost to Tech that first game.
Yeah, 2 years ago. That's 2 years ago. Oh, yeah, boy. They're going to the revenge tour starts in Dublin?
Dublin.
Yeah.
Nah, it ended in Dublin.
Georgia Tech. They've been the same. Have they been the same? Well, they did have that good win against Alabama. Yeah. But they soul got took.
Dude, that's the only argument that I'll hear, because Alabama's got a great resume, and it stacks up better than any team that got left out. So.
Yes.
But they did lose to Florida State.
Yep.
And they got drugged, but they got the worst loss of any team that's in the playoff.
I agree.
And the most losses of any team that's in the playoff.
Agree.
Now, I believe they deserve to be in the playoff as well, but that's the thing with them. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA and or Falcons phone calls up to you, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything about the Falcons also. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.